On the show today, we have People's Choice Credit Union Luke Labby talking about how their credit union used marketing to re-energize its card program. So check it out. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Let me get my mic straight here. We are here with People's Choice Credit Union, Luke Labby. How are you, Luke?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Doing well. We're talking on opposite ends of the country. You're way over there in Maine, and I'm way over here in San Diego. This is pretty cool. I like talking opposite ends of the country. So how are things going in Maine?
Oh, it's snowing today. We got two more storms this weekend, so the skiing is going to be great.
Oh, my gosh. Wasn't spring just a couple of days ago?
Just 2 days after spring and 2 feet a couple weeks ago.
So, oh, my goodness. All right. Well, you guys like that type of stuff. So you guys are doing well over there. Hey, we're talking about something equally as cool here. How People's Choice Credit Union used marketing to re-energize its card program. So before we get started into that, what was the status of your card program before you re-energized it? What was going on there?
So from 2010 to 2015, our balances were at $6 million, pretty much flatlining, and they weren't going anywhere. And so we needed to re-energize our program or make a decision not to even be in the program. We really needed to have more engaged members and a growing program so we can afford the increased cost of doing business. So CSCU hooked us up with the Optimize program, and we got some great results this year.
Right on. How is it holding back from, fully serving your members? I mean, I'm sure you guys wanted to provide them with all the services that they needed, and so this was probably one of them, obviously. So,
well, we're a small shop. We really don't even have a marketing department, and we have two people that do processing and Visa, and marketing is kind of not our strength. We're 180 million and 50 employees, so being able to restore the program and do some things that we weren't able to do on our own, they really made it easy for us.
Very cool. Yeah, I mean, you're like a lot of the credit unions out there, don't have massive resources like, the big financial institutions do. So you guys really have to kind of wear a lot of hats and make do with what you have and actually be really smart about what you do as far as marketing goes. So how did you guys use this marketing? How did you guys use this program to kind of re-energize the program? What steps did you take?
So basically, we just signed a contract. I handed it over to Sherry, my Visa manager, and she just signed. Basically, they do all the work for us. So we just signed some approved marketing content. it was very simple on our end. They handle all the onboarding of new accounts.
Okay.
And onboarding new members, rescoring members. They do everything.
Wow.
So nothing for us to do except just agree to a contract. Agree to marketing and agree to what gets pushed out there, and it's been a great relationship.
What types of marketing want to get into the nitty-gritty details, but what types of marketing efforts did you guys do?
Well, basically all our new members coming on board, we do a lot of indirect car lending, so onboarding those members into a credit card, scoring those people, making them an offer that's relevant to them, and trying to get those indirect members into a second product. As well as rescoring your program and getting limits up or down depending on the ability of the member, and making them more engaged by having a fresh limit. And we have platinum points. We added platinum points to all of our cards, so our rewards are critical today.
Oh, yeah.
We have a 3-2-1 program trying to compete with Amazon.
Good luck.
Yeah, but we do have a 3-2-1, and we still have, through our relationship with CSU, they show us how many members are paying or buying their Amazon stuff with our credit card.
Oh, good.
And we have also that. So Amazon hasn't stolen our lunch yet, but they're trying.
Good. Well, I mean, yeah, I think you guys, if you kind of keep top of card, then you can use that Amazon connection to your benefit, it sounds like.
Yeah, we have a little store in our branches, so members can come in and buy golf balls. They can buy Yeti mugs. They can buy tools. So we keep it. They can come in and cash your points in right here and get something immediate. So
cool.
Program and get it out there.
It looks like you've been buying a few golf balls yourself.
Golfer, and I like the Red Sox as well.
Right on, right on. Two good pastimes, by golly. Hey, so what have been the results so far? Do you guys have any kind of post-performance stuff that you could share?
We were at $6 million for 4 or 5 years, stuck there. In the last year and a half, we've gone to $8
million. Oh, nice.
And in the first quarter of this year, usually in the first quarter, you have people paying, getting their tax refunds and paying down their credit limits. We've actually had lift of 4%. So our timely skip a pay helped in getting some lift and not having balances pay down. We had interest income on loans from Visa went from $1,000 in February of the year ago to $65,000 today.
Nice.
So 30% from a year ago. And interchange income is up 16%. So, and our members like the card better. So we're more of a partner with them.
Right on. So you guys are definitely moving in the right direction now.
Yes, we'll be at 9 million for sure by the end of this year.
Awesome, awesome. Great news. All right, to wrap up here, any advice for credit unions out there looking to kind of achieve these similar results that you guys have experienced?
Work with your vendor. If it's CSU, they're a great vendor for Optimize for a small credit like ours. And points are very important. Rewards, if you don't have a reward program, you're not going to be in the card business, and you gotta keep it working. You gotta keep it in front of your members, top of mind. Yep. So, creative ways to do it, and CSU does a great job.
Awesome, awesome, great message to end on, Luke. Thank you so much. This is such a I love doing these stories. Kind of like what you said when you started at the top of the show. We were flatlining with our card program, and now you hear you guys are on this really cool trajectory, going up, up, up. So it's a great story.
It's a great story, and can I ask you one question, Mike?
Yes.
So I'm in Maine, you're in California. How come I have more of a tan than you?
Good question. I know. I don't know. I don't. I haven't been out in the surf lately. It's been raining a lot here, so that's why. So.
Just checking.
No, a good observation, because I look at that and I'm like, gosh, I am pasty white. But I know. It's yeah, just one of those years where we're not out in the ocean enough. So, but I'll catch up to you here in a couple of days.
Great. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate talking to you.
All right. Thanks again, Luke. And keep up the good work. All right.
Take care.